Relatives of Gugza Abraham Dibella are questioning determinations by Reading police and the medical examiner's office that his death was a suicide. His body was found in an overturned car near his Reading home on April 5, 2014. NAACP officials and Dibella's relatives said at a news conference Wednesday night that the family hired forensic professionals and attorneys to help investigate. The Danbury State's attorney's office said Thursday it's not unusual for investigations to take some time before final conclusions can be made. NAACP officials say questions remain, including why Dibella's DNA wasn't on the trigger of the handgun found at the crash site. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.